thank you for being with us. Now, Shay is here today. We're going to have her open up with a song, and then we'll get to know her a little bit. She's the mom of Jasper, so you know that she probably moves at the speed of light, if not even faster. We'll take a listen to some music from her and then chat. Here is Shay.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ, the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him in, sons, gold and myrrh, come and king to own him, the King of kings, salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, rise the song, on high the virgin sings her love.
Well, thank you, Shay. You sound terrific. And you and I haven't had a chance really to get to know each other too much. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm mostly a mom, full-time. Obviously, that's a full-time job for any mom. But I have the opportunity to stay with Jasper during the day. So, and we're members here at the Children's Museum, so we try to make it down as much as possible.
Well, so. That's great. What, are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Born in Pittsburgh, bounced around a lot, and have been back here for probably about 20 years or so.
That's great. What community do you live in?
Currently, we're in Brighton Heights.
Ah, you're not too far from where Ricky and I live. We're in Avalon. We're in adjacent hoods.
Ah, yes.
And when did you start playing guitar?
I was around 16, so I think it's almost 20 years.
Wow. Do you remember, was there a reason you wanted to play, or?
I would guess, I think it was my stepfather who started playing guitar, and I became interested in that. And then my high school had a guitar class, so I signed up, and between my stepfather and my music teacher, Mrs. Hess, and I think she's in the Pittsburgh area these days teaching music.
It's good. I'm glad you acknowledged her by name.
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
You know, I went to Purchase Line, which is kind of outside of Indiana, PA.
Yeah.
In the rural area.
Well, we have listeners out that way through one of our affiliates, so it's amazing. And I know you do write some songs as well, and I know you have at least one original today, but are you writing in general too?
I try to write as often as possible. Obviously, with life being as busy as it can be, it's sometimes hard to find the time, but I do. I've been writing since the beginning. You know, sometimes the songs are easy and they come out. Sometimes it takes years.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine. And It's funny, we'll talk sometimes about what it's like to have kids. And Jasper is an incredibly active young man. And he's really kind of fun too.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a blast.
Yeah, he's there racing around. I want to talk a little bit more, but what would you like to play next?
I'm actually going to do Silent Night.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. This again is Shay.
Silent Night.
That is Shay. What a beautiful voice you have. I know you told me you weren't, you have a little bit of what's going around.
I do.
But you're singing absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautifully. And it's just really nice to hear you and also to hear the full Silent Night sung to with some of the verses we don't always hear. Are you playing out much, or I know things have got to be pretty busy for you.
I play from time to time at some of the open stages in the city. There's a Monday night open stage acoustic cafe down in Millvale, Mr. Smalls. I try to frequent that as much as possible, but nothing really scheduled,
well,
you know.
it's good that you're doing it. At least I hope you will. How does your son react to your music?
Sometimes he, goes about playing and does his own thing, and I can tell that he is listening and he's enjoying, perhaps enjoying what I'm playing. And then other times he's like, take that off. He wants me to take the guitar off and obviously, engage with him. But most of the time he's, he enjoys what I'm playing. So.
It must be, forgive me for calling attention to Jasper, it's like you're still a complete independent human being. but he probably tends to steal the show.
He's so much fun and he's so engaging with people. So we're definitely blessed.
Is he your first?
He is.
Has anything, I can't imagine how you prepare for having kids. I don't have kids. But has he blown you away?
I'm really excited about his progression now that he's a toddler. He's a little bit more of a person. He's got his personality, and he's really a funny guy. So I'm not a big baby person. I know a lot of moms especially love the baby phase. I like the phase where they're a little bit more engaging.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's really prepared me for that, but, being a parent is, part of, learning. I'm learning more about myself and the world through him than I think.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it probably changes the way you think about your own parents or other people in your life who helped you when you were little. Do you remember being that young? I think the youngest I can remember is something that happened to me when I was 3 or 4, but that's about as far back as I can go.
I'm around that same time, around 2 or 3. I have some fond memories, actually. Snow, winter time, building an igloo with my mom was a big thing for me. And I actually have some very fond memories of the Children's Museum when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, my parents used to bring me here, and I've always really loved this place. So it's really happy to be able to bring Jasper here and make this a part of his childhood as well. So
that's nice. I have two really weird memories. One, I think I was about 3, and I was at some sort of a backyard barbecue, and parents or adults had cups with probably soda or coffee or some kind of liquid in them. And I had a golf ball, and I was walking around going plop and then their cups and making all the liquid splash all over them. And some people thought it was funny. My parents, not quite as much. And then I can remember, and I would have been 4, we were moving from the South Hills to Churchill, where I spent my public school years. And my parents had rolled up this rug they wanted to take, and it was sort of set there, rolled up for the moving company. And I was walking on top of it back and forth like a balance beam, back and forth and back and forth, and thinking I was going to get in trouble, and I didn't. For some reason, I thought if you did something fun, you might get into trouble.
I'm sure a lot of kids have that feeling about things. I think it's important, though, to allow kids a little bit more, just to kind of let loose a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
And be a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. What a concept.
Yes.
Che is here with us, and she's got 2 more songs. What would you like to do next?
This one is My Favorite Things.
Oh, and a favorite song. And by the way, you can see, Che, we put a picture up at our Facebook page at SLB Radio.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things.
crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that fall on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. And when the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply
you sound so good. I wish I had a microphone out there. Your husband, Joe, and Jasper were clapping up a storm. There, Che is here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. I really am enjoying listening to you, and I think I can't wait to hear the next song, because I know that you wrote it, and you just sing so beautifully. Did you sing as a child?
I think I probably did, but I remember lip syncing in the backyard. You know, my sister playing on the swing set, and I remember just singing out into the open air. And that's about it, really. Though I think I just enjoyed music, and I think we all enjoy music on a certain level.
I agree with you. It's funny, that song that you just played. I read I forget where it was. It probably was on Facebook, but there was a huge debate whether My Favorite Things is a Christmas song or not. And my feeling as I was reading it was, really? Do we have to argue about this? I mean, I think it's a song that you can enjoy any time of the year, but it certainly has worked its way into our culture as
well,
a Christmas
song. Believe it or not, it's kind of the same thing. Like The Gremlins is actually a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So if you really want to, think about it, which most people would say that's a Halloween movie, but it's really not. So I think it's what you're used to seeing. I remember every Christmas we'd watch The Sound of Music. So it, to me, is a Christmas song.
Yeah. I guess we're running out of things to debate, if that had to be subject to a debate, but part of me was thinking, I think there's a lot more to debate about. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you, since this will be our last chance to talk?
I would, if anyone's interested, I guess, in my music, I have a website I'd like to share.
Please,
It's shaymusic.com, and it's shaymusic.com. And I just actually released a video that my husband Joe produced for this next song that I'm going to be playing called Holiday Greeting.
And so I'll make sure we link to it too, shaymusic.com.
Yes.
That's easy.
Yes.
And what's the song called?
Holiday Greeting.
Once again, this is Shay. Thanks for coming here today.
Thanks for having me.
It's not snowing again on Christmas. The wind's been blowing, you've been on my mind. I'm just thinking about your presents for my present gift this holiday time. I hope it's gonna stay a happy Christmas.
much to love. So Merry Christmas, is it still Hanukkah? I'll be missing you on Christmas, just 100 million miles away. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow, and we can share a cup of cheer. It's a date. I hope it's gonna stay a happy Christmas and New Year's Day. We have so much to love, so Merry Christmas. Is it still Hanukkah? I met a bell ringer named Jesus while I was looking for my keys. Held the door, told me that he had buried his best friend underneath the great big tree on the edge of war. I hope it's gonna stay a happy Christmas and New Year's Day. We have so much to love, so Merry Christmas, is it still Hanukkah? I hope it's gonna stay a happy Christmas, a New Year's Day. We have so much to love, so Merry Christmas, is it still.
Thank you so much to Shay. Thanks, Shay. And
thank you.
Jasper and Joe, Merry Christmas. Great song. Learn more at shaymusic.com.